It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman, today in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio with Lexi Scott, a Fayetteville High School student. Lexi, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I am the student council president
for
Fayetteville High School.
Okay.
We do a lot for this school and for the community. We bring both aspects into one, and it's what makes us different, or I guess unique to other clubs at Fayetteville, is we're very community-oriented.
What we're talking about today is the upcoming homeless vigil.
This will be our 19th annual homeless vigil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Describe what this has been in the past.
Every student council member, we gather donations and we send out letters starting early November to just businesses and families in Fayetteville, in Northwest Arkansas, and we ask for donations for the homeless vigil. And it goes to Families in Transition, which is a nonprofit organization.
Known as FIT.
Yes, known as FIT. Uh-huh. And it aids homelessness and also tries to hone into the causes of homelessness. So it helps people with any like domestic violence or things of that sort. So helps to treat lots of things, not just homelessness. And we try to experience what a homeless family or homeless individual would go through. But we just do it one night, and it's in the cold. This year it's December 7th, and it's at Fayetteville High School. And we stay out, and we bring cardboard boxes, and we make our homes outside, and we try to gather donations throughout the night. We have visitors up until 11 at night. And so we're just trying to kind of empathize and see what that's like for a night so we can really have a better idea of what that's like in our community, because it is a problem that we know.
The first time you did it, what were your thoughts coming out of it the next morning?
Exhaustion, if I'm being completely honest. It was obviously cold. It was pretty tiring. And just kind of waking up the next day, and we knew right when we wake up, we're going home to homes that are warm, and our moms have made us breakfast and all these things. But that's just not the reality for the people who are actually suffering from homelessness. And so it makes you, appreciate the things that you have a lot more, of course. Just knowing that we knew it was temporary, and that was something that we were just doing so that we could get money donations because we want to help. But for a lot of people, that's their reality, and it's every day, and it's what they know.
Lexi, thanks so much, and tell us about this. Hope to have some people come out y'all and visit y'all that evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate your time.
And as always, if you know of someone or a group doing good for your community, let me know. My email is phartma@uark.edu. It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF, where local matters.